For many people, New Orleans is all about jazz, but there is also a deep history of opera in the city, and Opera Creole, an opera company founded in New Orleans, is resurrecting classical and opera music written by composers of color left out of the overwhelmingly male white canon. Take a listen. This is from their latest production of La Flamenca by Creole composer Lucien Leon Lambert. We're joined now by Opera Creole's founder and mezzo-soprano Giovanna Joseph from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
So tell us about this composer, Lucien Leon Lambert.
He was born in Paris. His father is a 19th century New Orleans free composer of color. His father, Charles, performed and wrote music here as well as South America and landed in Paris where he married a Parisian. And Lucien was born there. So Lucien had the pleasure of studying with one of the great French composers, Jules Massenet. And in 1903, Massenet opened the French opera season in Paris with the production of Herodiade. And 10 days later, his student debuted his opera La Flamenca. And it has been essentially not performed anywhere since 1903 that I have been able to find in print, certainly not in America, and we were lucky enough to bring it home.
La Flamenca is set in Cuba during the Spanish-American War. There's a unique heroine faced with a very dramatic dilemma, a conflict between desire and country. Let's take a listen. So what's happening here? Talk us through it.
This is a scene that they are talking about, the conflict between the love for each other and her determination to fight for the independence of Cuba. She says, "I am a Creole and you are a Spanish officer and we should be enemies." And of course they find great love with each other, and so she has to try to negotiate the independence of her country, continuing to be politically involved in that and this love relationship.
Can you hear in this music, for our audience who may have not either heard the opera or seen it performed, evidence of his Creole upbringing, evidence of his own heritage in this work?
Well, the Creole heritage in 19th century New Orleans was very much a French heritage. They all spoke French. His father would have spoken French. And so it's natural that he would have written it in French. And New Orleans is the first city of opera. We hear about the birth of jazz. But the first opera performed in America was performed here in 1796. Huh. Exactly last weekend would have been the anniversary of that. And from that point on until about 1919, we had about five opera houses. In those opera houses, free men of color were in the orchestras. You hear some of the infusion of the flamenco style of music that is also part of New Orleans heritage. Such a great city where all people can come from their native land and bring their culture with them, and their culture would survive. So you hear some of that in the music that he infuses with French Grand Opera.
You've said that works by composers of color are hidden on purpose. What did you mean by that, and why is it important to bring works like this to audiences now?
Well, the opera audience is a very diverse audience. When I said it was hidden on purpose, historically is what I mean, not
right.
Currently. We have evidence of composers all the way back to Mozart's time, the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, that upon his death, someone did burn some of his music. Luckily, some things did survive, and we finally found them, and people around the country are enjoying that music. But historically, it's been an issue, keeping that part of who we are suppressed. And unfortunately for people like me, I had to grow up with people saying, well, black people don't really do that. And luckily, I didn't discourage myself. And I did not know the wealth of information that was just not there for most of us to find. And so we didn't really know what our heritage was in terms of opera and hundreds of years worth of classical music.
Is that what you're hoping people will come away with? A newfound appreciation, not only for opera, but also for the contributions of people of color?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Opera is just the thing that I love, and I want everybody to love it. There's such fun and such drama in it. And so that's really great. But I think we need to have a better understanding of who we are as a country and how everyone has contributed to its greatness in so many ways that we don't know about. I especially hope that a 15-year-old doesn't have to hear the same thing of we don't do that, that we're not putting ourselves in boxes where we don't belong, because we have done many, many amazing things. I'm hoping to spread the joy.
Giovanna Joseph, founder of Opera Creole in New Orleans, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.